Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jun Chen from Christensen Investor Relations. I'll be the host for the call. Thank you for standing by, and welcome to Paradise Entertainment Limited's 2014 Annual Results Conference Call. Please note that all lines have been placed on mute to prevent background noise. After a presentation, there will be a question and answer session. Please follow the instructions given at that time if you would like to ask a question. In fairness to other callers, please keep your question limited to one, and then you're free to return to the queue. On the call with us today are Mr. Jay Chan, Chairman and Managing Director, Ms. Stella Ho, Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Kiwa Lee, Senior Manager of Corporate Strategy. The call will be mainly conducted in English, and translated to English will be provided whenever it is necessary for the QA session. Now, I would like to turn the call over to Mr. Jay Chan, Chairman and Managing Director of Paradise. Mr. Chan, please proceed.
Thank you. And a greeting, everyone. Thank you for joining us our earnings call today. While we continue our effort in expanding our business, we also aim to facilitate our communication with investors and analysts. We still host the results conference on a regular basis going forward to keep you updated with the progressive and of business development. Now I will take you through our 2014 annual results. During the year, we managed to achieve many important finance and operation milestones for both our casinos and the gaming solution business. In our casino service, we have consistently outperformed the market despite the slowdown in the industry, and that has brought another record year of our casino service. For the first time, the company's casino service revenue reached the Hong Kong $1 billion market. We grew this segment 20% last year, in comparison the industry mass market only grew about 15%. During the year, we officially added the Casino Waddle and the Casino Macau Jockey Club into our portfolio. This brings our total number of casinos under management to four. Collectively, we have 65 game tables and over 1,500 live multi-gaming machines. It was a challenging working environment for our gaming solution business last year. We had less machine sales for the year before because the lack of the new casino opening in Macau. We are also at the tail end of our product, Live Circle, so replacement orders were few and far between. However, we took the opportunity to introduce the new product into the market. We have successfully deployed and run our proprietary e-baccarat table at the Casino Macau Jockey Club. The acceptance and the result has been encouraging, and we are confident the adoption will pick up later this year among the Main Street casinos. Going forward, we will continue to drive growth in our two business segments. We will continue to ramp up the table yield at the Casino Waddle while growing Casino Company Paradise in tandem with the market. For our gaming solution business, we accept the opening two new casinos and the replacement orders for the previous generation machines to contribute meaningful to the company this year. We will also see more traction in the overseas market through our association in the industry heavyweights such like IGT and Answer. We are proud to announce that our 24 live multi-gaming machines on trial at the Plaza in Las Vegas now has been successful to convert into a purchase orders. It is our aim to share the company's growth and success with our shareholders. To that end, the board director has decided to recommend a final dividend of HK$0.05 per share. It will be 7 shares. It will be 7 cents for the whole year. I will now pass the call over to Stella to review our key finance and operational metrics.
Thank you, Jay. The company's total revenues grew 16% year on year to HK$1.2 billion in 2014. This was mainly due to the casino service, which saw revenue drop 20% year-on-year to record HK$1 billion. Casino Camping Paradise and Casino Water Gaming revenues grew 16% and 41% year-on-year, respectively. Meanwhile, gaming solutions revenue declined marginally at 7% year-on-year to HK$160 million because of the slower machine sales. We saw positive EBITDA growth in 2014. Adjusted EBITDA increased 3% year-on-year to HK$203 million in 2014. We record minor drop in casino services EBITDA to HK$162 million despite the high revenue because of the initial overheads at Casino Waddle and Casino Macau Jockey Club. Casino Gambling EBITDA margin, however, remained strong in 2014. Gaming system EBITDA grew 21% year-on-year due to higher contribution from the revenue sharing of LMG terminals at our properties. Overall, we record a lower net profit for the year in 2014 at HK$38 million due to the early mentioned initial overheads at our new casinos as well as the full year impact of the high amortization of U.S. payments acquired in June 2013. Our financial position remains strong. We generate over HK$200 million in free cash flow last year, and our cash balance now stands in excess of HK$320 million. The company remains in a healthy position to maintain a dividend payout policy. And that concludes our prepared remarks.
And ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press the pound or hash key. In fairness to our callers, please keep your question limited to one.
Thank you. We'll have the first question comes from the line of Jake Lynch from Macquarie. Please ask a question.
Hi, good morning, management. Can you give us an update of where your current view of the machine sales are for this year, i.e. how many, I mean, we're basically the first quarter is over, and how many you've done in the first quarter, and how many firm orders you have for the rest of the year. I will limit it to one question. I have another one, but I'll go back to the back of the line for my second one. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you. In this year, we saw about 1,000 units in Macau, and 700 units. We saw the 1,500 in Macau, 700 in the U.S., and about 300 to 400 in Australia. In the first quarter, we installed about 250 in Macau, and for the U.S. 700, we will be delivering the first batch in April, and I think the installment will be in May. Now is a quite firm the number of the machines will be 2/3 of this 700s. For the Australia, I think in the May we'll be getting final approval from the New South West. So this is the overall.
Sorry, could I just have to repeat? The Australia number is what, and you're awaiting, what exactly are you waiting for Australia?
Okay, for the Australia is the system is because the two reasons we still need the for the regulator getting approved is this is the system is a little bit different than what we sell in the U.S. and it's different than sell in Macau. So it's the machines is for basically for we call the you're using the number generators, and we need the gaming commission getting final approval for the NSW.
And you're aiming for how many for Australia this year?
300 to 400.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. Your next question comes from the line of Raymond Choi from Citigroup. Please ask a question.
Hey, morning management. Hey, given you have such a strong balance sheet right now at around 3 billion Hong Kong dollar in your cash balance, will you consider to redeem the promissory note in this year? Thank you.
No, definitely not. We have no plan to redemption until this went to maturity days.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. We have a follow-up question from the line of Jack Lynch from Macquarie. Please ask a question.
Yeah, could I ask about the tax? I'm confused. You wrote back $22 million in the second half. If we look historically, though, you've only, over the past 7 years, provided a total of $27 million on tax. So I'm confused kind of where this write back actually comes from in terms of stuff you'd already provided for. I mean, effectively, according to the financials, you really just haven't paid any. With this write back, that would take your total tax paid over the last 6 years to zero. I'm just trying to understand how that happens. There's virtually no tax on that, but if you could help me.
We received the notification from tax department July this year. It's paid for our tax income for 2012. As you can see that we have a huge profit in that year, so that you can write back the tax provision.
Okay.
Does this all relate back? Go ahead.
Okay, I'll give you the reason for why. Because in Macau, like 4-6 license holder, they don't have to pay the corporate tax. And another few company, including our company, is that we call the we have a license as we call the casino service license, casino service provider. We also waive the corporate tax because our tax is charged the gaming tax already. So our incomes.
Sure.
So we're officially getting the government official letter to our company says we can waive this tax. So that's why the provision for the corporate tax was written back. Yeah. The situation, I'm not sure you are familiar with Macau legion or not.
No, I think that's clear in terms of your overall tax, but I guess what you're saying, if I'm understanding correctly, is that it relates back to the $26 million that was charged on tax in 2012. Is that correct?
Yes, you're correct.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. And the next question comes from the line of Simon Lau from Micro Value Asset Management. Please ask a question.
Hi, management. This is Simon from Macro Value. I would like to ask a question about the courses for this year. I see that although the revenue is in line with the estimate, the COGS and the OPEX is larger than expected, and the reason is the loose-making Wado Casino and the initial overheads of the Macau Jockey Cup. Can you give some color on how much is the initial overheads of the Macau Jockey Cup? Thanks.
The initial overhead of the Macau Jockey Cup is huge. We spend about $15 million for the purpose. We cook about players for hotel rooms. We cook about players with 40 rooms per day.
No, this is
talking about
Jockey Club, not Water.
Yeah, the Jockey Club, we spend a lot of marketing costs for the promotion campaign because you see, the Jockey Club launched in May this year, so we need to attract more people to the properties. $20 million losses arise from the launch of the Macau Jockey Club.
Hi, Simon. This is Wicket here from Paradise.
Hi.
So just to give you a better understanding, right, for Waldo and Macau Jockey Club together, the overheads for the second half of 2014 was about 30 million. And then we spent an additional 20 million on the marketing efforts for Waldo and Macau Jockey Club together. So the things that we do, we actually do it together, so it's quite hard for us to separate by property. But just to give you an understanding of the initial overheads at these two properties that we officially taken over last year, we spent about 50 million extra.
Okay, okay, thanks.
Thank you. And we have a follow-up question coming from the line of Raymond Choi from Citigroup. Please ask a question.
Hey guys, actually I have the same question on the operating cost as well. So could management give some guidance on the operating cost of the casino management contract side for this year? And also, can you share with us what is the initiating loss in Waldo in 2014? Thank you.
Hi, Raymond. So basically, just to break down your questions, you're asking about the cost assumptions for this year, and I'm sorry, I didn't get the second part. Waldo's initial
Initial loss, because you have mentioned, in your release, you said the initial loss of Waldo that dragged down the margin of the casino management side. So I just want to know, can you share with us the exact amount of the loss in Waldo in this year? In 2014,
It was 16 million loss this year since launch in May this year.
Sorry, can you say again?
Loss arise from launch of Waldo MJC Casino is 16 million this year.
Thank you. Yeah, okay.
So if you look at the cost assumption for this year, right, predominantly last year what happened was we did a few marketing initiatives, such as we took some of the hotel rooms at Waldo and comp it out to our players. So like Stella mentioned, we are taking approximately 40 hotel rooms a day. That's part of our initial marketing campaign. But we are looking at lowering down the numbers this year, so we should see us recouping that cost back this year. Also for Waldo last year, when we first took over that property, we took over the restaurant property as well, and that was making a little bit losses there as well. But as of right now, that restaurant is breaking even and even slightly turning a little bit profit. So we expect to recover that amount back as well this year.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. As a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to raise a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. Your next question comes from the line of Ronald Leung from Merrill Lynch. Please ask a question.
Hi, this is Ronald from Merrill Lynch. Just want to confirm, so how much do you think the cost is like non-recurring for last year? So this is like more like a one-off and this is not going to happen for this year?
I think for the one of the charges is the loss of from early redemption of promissory note. It is the non-recurring charge.
What about the cost like at the casinos level, the operating casinos level?
I think the charge for the hotel rooms presently covered by players with 40 rooms a day. Now we are reducing the amount to 20 hotel rooms a day. So we think the charges for the hotel rooms reduced to only to 20 rooms a day.
Right. Thank you. Right, thank you. And also one more question about the dividend policy. So I think last year the dividend payout, if you look at the really earnings number, the dividend payout is actually maybe over 100%. So what is your dividend policy going forward?
We have a dividend policy on 13 to 15% payout, but if the company strong financial cash position and free cash flow, we will reward our shareholders with higher payout like this year, over 100%.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on the telephone and wait for your name to be announced. Your next question comes from the line of Roger Gu from SWS Research. Please ask your question.
Hi, management. I noticed that in the first half 2014, you recorded about 100 million net profit for the casino operating segment, but you only recorded 13 million net profit in the second half. So I from my understanding, you recorded some operating loss in Waldo and MJC. But can you provide us some net profit from Campec? What's the how much Campec earn in first half and the second half? Thank you.
We can because there are lot common costs, we cannot share exact figures. But we can say that the performance of Campec is much better than the industry's mass market. Now, the gross profit margin of Campec is about 70%.
The EBITDA margin?
It's roughly EBITDA margin. Close to 14%.
Okay.
So Roger, for EBITDA is close to 40%, and for gross profit is close to 70%, 70.
Okay. So which means if the Campec is has a very high margin level, which means the Waldo, MJC, and Lisboa recorded a huge loss in second half, right? Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Once again, if you wish to raise a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. Once again, if you wish to raise a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced.
Guys, we are free to do questions in both English and Mandarin, so ask away.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to raise a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. There are no further questions on the line at this time. I would now like to hand the call back to your host, Ms. Jung Chan. Please continue.
Thank you, operator, and thank you, ladies and gentlemen, again. This is the end of the conference call today. If you have any additional questions, please feel free to contact us. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. That does conclude our conference for today. Thank you for participating. You may all disconnect.